This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate confirms conservative Amy Coney Barrett as an associate justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, replacing the late liberal icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Newly confirmed and soon to be Associate Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett took the first of two oaths of office Monday evening at a White House ceremony shortly after her Senate confirmation. Barrett, the 48-year-old mother of seven, says her loyalty is to the Constitution.
I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences.
The former Notre Dame law professor and federal appeals court judge will take the second oath from Chief Justice John Roberts in a private ceremony at the Supreme Court Tuesday. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Spain's intensive care wards could reach a critical situation by mid-November as the country emerges as one of Europe's worst COVID-19 hotspots. That's according to the health ministry on Monday. The country's total number of cases soared by more than 50,000 over the weekend to reach nearly 1.1 million as of Monday, while the death toll is more than 35,000. The Spanish government faced a backlash over its plans in the country under a six-month state of emergency. Deaths per day from the coronavirus in the United States are on the rise again, just as health experts had feared, and cases are climbing in nearly every state, despite assurances from U.S. President Donald Trump over the weekend that we're rounding the turn, we're doing great. Average deaths per day across the U.S. rose 10% over the past 2 weeks. This is VOA News.